Now, that's a good idea. Good comment to put in there. Let's see, I'm going to try and get you to say it. If you were going to tell me that there were many people who think that he'd get elected, how would you say that?
Well, heard him make a speech last night, and I just really don't much believe he has a chance to be elected.
If you were going to tell me that there were several that did say it, that they were going to vote for him, how would you say it?
Well, I would say that they just don't know what they want to do.
That's pretty close to that everybody wanting. All right, if you have an argument, oh wait, I'll skip one. Now it looks like it's going again. All right, this is the third tape, the second tape of the third side. And we're on page 25 of our survey, our interview, and let me find out where we are. If you meet a little boy on the street, Pearlie, and he is afraid of you, you might tell him you were not going to hurt him by saying, "Don't cry, I
don't mean to bother you. I don't aim to hurt you."
All right, don't aim to hurt you. If you're taking child to the dentist and he is afraid, the dentist might say, "Don't be afraid, I
won't hurt you."
All right, you might tell a boy, "Send your dog over here,
I'll take care of him for you.
I just want to pet him. And I'm not going to do what?
Not going to hurt him."
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you are having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, "Well, I'm right." And be real strong in stating it. "Well, I'm right, and what else would you say about that?"
"I know I am."
you've made your argument.
"And I know I'm right."
Right. Okay, that's it. And if you were going to ask me to affirm it, if you were going to ask me to agree with you, how would you say you're right and then ask me to agree with you?
"Am I not right?"
Okay, that's exactly right. That's the way you'd say it. Well, see, they've got down here, "Am I not," or "Ain't I," or "Aren't I?" See, but you gave your expression, "Am I not right?" That's one of the answers. Okay, if someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, "Don't mention it. We blank going in anyway."
"I'm glad to have you."
And what we were going, what would you say? "We were going anyway," or what?
"We were going to town. We were going anyway."
We were going, or "We was going."
We were going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, "Blank the good old days." Well, how do you say that?
"I wish you back in the good old days."
and <Is that? coughs> why would you refer to them?
"Well, they were good old days, all right."
They were the good old days.
Yeah, okay. They were, but I don't think...
Oh, I don't want to wag back there.
No, right. I, in a way, I've done lived them, and I don't want to live them over, but I...
Oh, there's a lot of fond memories we have in the past. And but they say the good old days, these are good days today.
That's right.
My, we've got some...
Wonderful times.
Wonderful days. Yeah. Conveniences galore. Okay, if someone asks, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No, it
wasn't me."
Right. "Did you just slam that door?" "No, it
Bluetooth."
Okay. Okay. Well, I can't get this one.
You're in special, I'm sorry.
Now look out. I say, I don't see how there's anything to that. Okay, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
Right.